I mean, they've put like whatever 500 or 600 January 6 protesters in prison, and not one person on the Epstein client list.
Will that ever come out, do you think?
You know, I think part of why Kamala's getting so much support is that if Trump wins, that Epstein client list is going to become public.
Yes.
And some of those billionaires behind Kamala are terrified of that outcome.
Yeah. Do you think Reid Hoffman's uncomfortable?
Yes. And Gates.
And Gates.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I only ask that because you can you just look at them and you're like, that's a nervous person right there. I don't know. I mean, I assume you know them. Yeah.
Yes. Reid Hoffman was my vice president of business development at PayPal.
Yeah.
24 years ago.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. And what can I say? Our world is literally unraveling right in front of our very eyes. Some have called our time brokenism. How's that for a term? And we talk about it all the time on this channel. Scholars argue that we're in an interim period between the end of an old era and the beginning of a new era. So, but in between, in this interim, in this interregnum, a lot of things don't make a lot of sense. Now, we all see the world that's basically falling apart, the old era. That's liberal globalist world order, and it's giving into and preparing us for the rise of a post-globalist civilizational world order, where more and more populations are returning to nation, culture, custom, and tradition, and rejecting the old anti-cultural processes of globalization and its corrupt secular elite. And of course, like we've discussed in this channel before, this new world that's rising is completely realigning our politics. Our politics are increasingly no longer divided horizontally in terms of left versus right or liberal versus conservative. They're increasingly being realigned according to a vertical divide, the people versus the political class, or the ruled versus the rulers, the ordinary citizen versus the oligarchs. And what Trump and the MAGA movement ultimately represent is that this old liberal globalist era's time is coming to an end. And our time, a time of faith, family, and freedom, is just beginning. Unfortunately, our ruling elites are not going quietly into the night. They're doing everything they can to force their agenda down our throats. And perhaps the most pernicious form of this coercion and compulsion are what we call DEI initiatives, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Let's watch how Vivek perfectly demonstrates to Mark Cuban on his podcast how the bureaucrat ruling class have weaponized DEI and have basically forced public companies to implement these strategies in their processes.
So who then owns these public companies? Who owns these companies? Who are the top shareholders of most public companies? Large asset managers like BlackRock, Vanguard, index fund managers. Okay. So who are the clients of these index fund managers? The largest clients of these index fund managers are none other than the likes of CalPERS. You'll know this, right? CalPERS is California's pension fund system, New York's pension fund system, et cetera. So here's what I'm surmising now is not what I'm saying now is not surmising. It's not conspiracy. There's just hard reality. CalPERS, the state of New York's pension funds, the pension funds that invest with the large asset managers effectively have said that you don't get to manage our money unless you adopt certain of these pre-specified commitments. Now, those large pools of capital, you're talking about $500 trillion in the case of CalPERS, bigger than that even. Those are not pure market actors, right? Those are arms of the government. Those are organs of the government.
I mean, isn't that just insane? Government bureaucrats are teaming up with trillion-dollar investment firms. So you have bureaucrats and billionaires teaming up to force companies to implement DEI under the threat of being cut off from their trillion-dollar pension funds. I mean, it's beyond insane. Think about it. The future of the investment portfolios of their CEOs and their employees are being held hostage to get them to comply with these ridiculous DEI standards. Well, joining me today to help us think through this insanity is Lee Wamsgans. Lee is the chief communications officer of one of my favorite companies on the planet, Patriot Mobile. I know a lot of you get your phone service from Patriot Mobile, as everyone listening should. I mean, think about it, gang. If you want to protect yourselves from woke cancel culture? That protection should start with the companies you're using to communicate. Okay? This is a no-brainer, right? All right. But first, before we get into all that, Lee, welcome back. Great to see you again.
Great to see you, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. And I'm not even going to bring up that you're from Texas because you always show off when you do that. I'm stuck here in Delaware and I'm just not even going to talk about it. But anyway, Lee, welcome back as always. Am I missing anything here? Am I basically getting this right? Are we seeing trillion-dollar investment firms holding 401ks hostage so as to force private companies to implement DEI?
Absolutely. And you know, one of the blessings of COVID and of the BLM burning our cities down was the awakening to conservatives of how many millions and billions of dollars the left has been pouring into these companies that I think prior to that was really happening behind a veil, that we weren't really aware of it. So I think we have to look at the blessing in everything, right?
Yes.
And that's one of the blessings, is that we were awakened to what's really happening in the marketplace.
That's a great, you know, I never even thought about that. Oh, well, you know what? Yeah. I mean, a lot of people talked about how COVID took the blinders off our eyes. No question. But I never related to DEI. Do you mind naming some names? And I mean, you're on the front lines of this stuff, right? I mean, who's ultimately behind all this DEI stuff?
Well, there's so many corporate responsibilities to be placed here, and there's so too many companies to mention. But I mean, you can just look at what Soros is trying to do to Texas right now. He's thrown over $17 million into Texas to try to turn Texas blue. And I'll tell you, in Texas, we are fighting for our life right now. This is not an easy election coming up. We're also fighting for our life in the politics at the local level, because you know, your county commissioners, your city council, your school boards, those are the people who set those policies, who bring in the DEI departments, who determine what rule of law you're going to have to live under. So much attention is given to federal politics, but it's your local politics in Texas. We don't have a state income tax. So some of the highest taxes we pay are property taxes, and those are set by school districts, city councils, your county commissioner, and your state legislature.
And you've been on the front lines of that. If I recall right, weren't you involved in Southlake? Is that right?
Yes.
The Southlake School Board? And I mean, you've been on the front lines of the moment DEI started showing its real ugly head in our schools. So obviously,
yeah, I think that's the first story that you covered with me in it. That was in 2020 when BLM marched through our town, and this diversity and equity and inclusion policy was tried to put forth in our local Southlake school district, which was fought courageously. We defined what critical race theory is for the nation. We were called racists because we stood against the fact that babies are born racist. We stood against the fact that depending upon the amount of melanin in your skin, either you're a victor or a victim.
Right.
And people across the nation stood up and said, oh, wow, they know that it doesn't matter what the world calls them, because God knows their heart. God knows who they are. And they're still standing. If they stand, we can too. And it started a wave across the country.
It did. It did. If I recall, it started in Southlake. And it, we saw, in 2021, 2022, the single most amount of school board recalls like ever. It was stunning. And then I know you guys won that year. It was just unbelievable. It was such a great story. And again, it's just to further underscore, you're the real deal. You're not sitting there. You're not sitting like some people just read books all day about this stuff. You are actually out there fighting the fight. And that's what I love about what you're doing. I was going to ask one thing. I still get people asking me almost every week in some live broadcast, what is DEI? How do people not know about this? How is there not more outrage over basically a very real form of a kind of religious fundamentalism being imposed in our corporate boardrooms, in our corporations and private businesses?
Well, in conservatives' defense, let's face it, our people are out there working. I don't know anyone that only works 40 hours a week. They're working to support their families, put them through school, raise them right, give them biblical values. They're busy, right? But I think the wake up starting in 2020 made people realize, you know, with as much information that's out there, while there's no excuse, people are also very busy. As I said, conservatives, I don't know anyone that works less than 50 hours a week, right? Yeah. Conservatives are working hard to pay for all these free programs for all of these illegal immigrants and everything else coming over our border. So in their defense, that's what's happening. But they are awakening now. And that's why you're seeing the red economy start to emerge, because the blue economy has been alive and well for decades. And again, starting about 4 years ago, we started to wake up to this.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on a podcast earlier today, and the fellow asked me, what do you think is going to happen if Trump does not win? And I just smiled and I said, red states. The red states are our new Singapores. They're just, they're exploding. Every year, exploding in population, exploding in GDP. The tallest building in the country that they're planning on building is Oklahoma City. It's not in Detroit. It's not in New York. It's not in LA. Those are all yesterday's cities. The new civilization that's rising is red state America, certainly led by Texas and Florida and Tennessee and the like. So it gives me tremendous hope. I love the way you're putting it. So speaking of hope now, help us out here. What is the path for courageous patriots out there to take to at least make sure they begin aligning their lives in such a way so as to make themselves DEI proof?
So first of all, I want to point out the doom and gloom at the thought of us not winning the election. God will be God. Amen. The day before election day. Amen. He will be Amen. On election day, and he will be God the day after election day. This does ring home the truth of the matter that local politics are so important to our day in and day out daily lives, whether it be our rules, our laws, whether criminals are arrested and put in jail. We've got a big race in Tarrant County. We've got, like, we think he's the best sheriff in the nation, and we've got an opponent who doesn't believe in bail. He wants to just put violent criminals out on the streets. Those are the day in, day out. I'm a mom. The moms care about the safety of their communities, the quality of their education. You need to know that we were made for such a time as this. I hear moms talk about, oh, I worry that my kids have to grow up in this lifetime. You know, God made your kids knowing exactly what his purpose was or her purpose was, and knowing exactly what the world was going to be like.
Yeah.
So when I say we need to pray, I also say we need to pray, but we also need to, as our wonderful Pastor Rafael Cruz says, when you get off your knees and you stand up and you see that God has placed a shovel in front of you, you get to work. Mm-hmm. And so whoever works hardest will win. And the red economy is so important to all of that. Let me take you back to 11 years ago. The founders of our company found that there was this very woke telecommunications company, and they had lost a bunch of the newly won a few years earlier Tea Party races. And they went back and did an analysis on why some of those really great Tea Party congressional candidates lost. And it was because this woke cellular service provider was throwing millions of dollars into these races. And they also found that they were throwing millions of dollars into extremely leftist organizations like Planned Parenthood and the like. And that's why the founders of Patriot Mobile created Patriot Mobile. We were sort of the tip of the spear creating the red economy, and we didn't even know it at the time. We just knew if the other side was doing it, we better get busy and get to work.
Yeah. You said so much there. For such a time as this, right? I love what you just said there. I mean, God is in his infinite wisdom before the foundation of the world ordained that we would be the ones living in this time. That's talk about purpose and meaning in life. There it is. He saw exactly what was going to happen. He's not up in heaven sipping Maalox, heavenly Maalox, going, oh no, plan B, plan C is all right. This is absolutely under his care and his direction, and we're the ones he has called. How do I've heard it put? Someone greater than us has appointed us for something greater than ourselves. And that is what That's what we're doing now. So I love your company. I love our partnership together. I think you've been on the forefront, the parallel economy, the red economy. We've got a link in the description down below. People could scan the QR code on the screen, Can you give us a little sense of how all of that works? About like, how do you switch your phone to another company, and you know what Patriot Mobile actually offers that other companies don't? Just give us a little bit of a basis of that.
Absolutely. So Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. The switchover is easy. The cool thing is we are on all the three major networks nationwide, right, offering 4G, 5G coverage. You can bring your same phone over. You can buy a new phone from us. With today's virtual SIM cards, you don't even have to wait for a SIM card to be mailed to you. You can call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com and get activated almost instantaneously. Steve, you remember the days of when it was cell phone day? It was, you usually served, you know, waited for a Saturday because, you know, we worked so hard, and you knew your whole morning was going to be blown because you had to go to the store,
oh, yeah,
wait in line. It was going to be hours.
And with my kids too. I had, yes, we had to do it as a family plan. Oh God.
I've done that too. I'm like, maybe if I turn them loose on these really expensive phones, they'll hurry up and get
it. That's right. There you go. That's right. I like that.
You don't have to do that anymore. You can do all of this from the comfort of your home in your jammies with your puppy on your lap. You can go to patriotmobile.com. You can call 972-PATRIOT. And if you use your code, which is Turley Talks, you'll get 1 month free right now. And that's the promo we're running with your show. The difference is, while we're on all the major networks, we are giving a portion of what we earn to organizations that support freedom. And that's something we've done from our beginning. We continue to do that. We've also created a separate legal entity in Patriot Mobile Action PAC. We're actually working very hard right now to save Texas. In addition to my paying day job, I'm also executive director of that political action committee. So we are the real deal, feet on the street, doing the hard work to try to keep Texas red, to try to keep this red economy going. And as Americans and as conservatives, and especially as Christians, we are responsible. You know, it all comes from God. We are responsible for what we do with what He blesses us with. And I'm proud to be a Patriot Mobile customer myself. And we would love for all of your listeners to help support the red economy, especially with Patriot Mobile. Not only is it not a negative thing to support conservatives, it's a positive thing because, right, unlike other phone companies, we have three different networks to choose from. My phone has two different networks on one phone with two, wow, different phone numbers on one convenient bill. That's something Patriot Mobile can do for you. We have a ton of products, whether it's the Patriot Mobile One, which is the one phone with multiple networks. We have Patriot Mobile Connect. It's a little sort of hockey puck size device that I take wherever I go in any hotel so that I always have great Wi-Fi. We have so many products now. We've been around, as I said, now going on 12 years, and we'd be delighted to have all your people. But I want to point out this, and I do hear a lot of gloom and doom, and I just want to be really clear. God is a God of order. Satan is a demon of chaos. So when you see chaos in the streets, no, that's not of God. And the only way to win is to work. He who works hardest wins. Voting isn't enough. You have to get all of your friends, all of your families out to vote. And you have to sit down and have hard conversations with the people we talked about earlier who are so busy just working and trying to support their family, and explain to them why it's so important.
Yeah, I've heard it put once, there's no gospel without acts. you've got to have acts that follow the gospel. The gospel
100%.
The gospel awakens you and frees you now to realize the kingdom on earth by God's grace. So gang, I mean, if you haven't already done so, go and check out Patriot Mobile. They're absolutely amazing. You can click on the link on the description below. You can scan the QR code on the screen. Use promo code TurleyTalks. You heard it. You're going to get a whole month for free. And again, what I love it, Patriot Mobile was actually the forefront of the rise. I don't even think it was happening at the time. The rise of what they're calling the tech right today. So this is the Elon Musks. This is the Peter Thiels. This is the Vivek's. This is J.D. Vance. These are the techies that used to be associated with liberal Silicon Valley that are all now totally conservative, patriot-based, nationalist, populist, and more like Peter Thiel in particular, are rediscovering through this retraditionalization the beauty of Christianity and our Christian roots. So it's just amazing stuff. Patriot Mobile was doing it before it was even cool, and they're cooler now than ever. So definitely click on that link below or use that QR code. Use Turley Talks as your promo code. Get a whole month free. You're not going to regret it. Thank you so much, Lee, for being with us. It's always great to see you. And,
Thanks, and God bless you guys.
You hold that line in Texas now.
We're working hard.
Great. Thanks, Lee.